After years of imprisonment, Malaysia's former opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim has been released. It's a momentous shift by the country's new Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, the man who first ordered Anwar arrested and jailed. Anwar has said he's confident that the Prime Minister will keep his promise to eventually transfer the leadership to him, and both have committed to enacting political reform as allies. The Wire's Sophie Comer spoke to Dr. Amrita Mali, a visiting fellow at Australian National University, to better understand the significance of this historical event for Malaysia.
It is a major symbolic win for the new government and also a way for it to demonstrate that it is serious about its reform agenda. So for Anwar, who has been weaving together this blended discourse around democratic principles, it's important for the emblem of that discourse, Anwar himself, to be out and able to campaign in public, partly calling for some kind of national reconciliation, partly going to be investing in a new kind of democratic Islamism. It's essential for the new government to look like it means to do what it said it would do. The speed with which the institutions around the government have fallen into place to assist and carry out his release from prison. I think all of that basically speaks to the lightning speed with which the new government is getting ready to implement its agenda.
Dr. Mahathir and his government, along with the former Prime Minister Najib Razak, were the ones who had Anwar Ibrahim arrested and jailed in the 1990s. So this is quite a big shift. Why might there have been such a huge turnaround?
Well, basically, it was a question of building the right alliance to carry out the amazing result that we saw over a week ago now. Ultimately, you know, Anwar had got to a point where he was able to command the popular vote at the last election. His coalition managed to win more than 50% of the popular vote, but it didn't win enough seats to actually take government. The alliance then with Mahathir, who basically left his former party, UMNO, at the time that the 1MDB scandal broke out, and he began to feel that it was embarrassing Malaysia on the international stage. For him to join the opposition ultimately gave it the power it needed to be able to break what has historically operated as a Malay Muslim voting bloc.
How likely is Anwar Ibrahim to actually become the next Prime Minister?
They're talking about Mahathir being in power for a couple of years. That's, I think, a strategy to make sure that he can mobilise the institutions and the elements of the bureaucracy that he has connections with. It was really his joining the opposition bloc that allowed those institutions to come together around the government so quickly. Anwar, in the meantime, has said, look, it's okay, take it slow. And the government has said that they'll find him a role that's suitable for him in the meantime. He's already been in the media talking about the need for action, about the need for a democratic transition, about the relevance of a democratic transition, not just to people interested in secular liberal democracy, but also for Muslims who believe that that's part of their identity. He needs to basically demonstrate that he has his own theological and religious orientation that is, you know, behind his democratic push.
Regarding what reforms he might be planning to introduce, so the main one is to do with democratic transition. Do any others spring to mind?
They've been campaigning very openly and strongly around the so-called people's economy. So basically making the case that there's no cause for people to feel so under pressure. There's every reason for wages to rise. There's every reason for better jobs to be delivered to this increasingly educated population. And so that's the kind of thing that I think they're going to be looking to, is economic reforms that are aimed at making things easier for people so that they can operate with a bit more security and a bit more freedom.
So this might effectively be a new dawn for Malaysia's people if Anwar Ibrahim becomes PM?
Let's see how it goes. I think it's a little bit too early to talk about what the new dawn might look like. But certainly if it isn't just Anwar, it isn't just Mahathir, there's a whole generation of activists who've, you know, become active in politics. They've run for parliament, they've run state governments, and they're all around these figures, and they will be pushing for the reform to actually come about. So they've waited a long time for their chance to implement the reforms that they've been talking about, and I don't think they're going to want to waste their chance.
Dr. Amrita Malhi from the Australian National University speaking to The Wire's Sophie Comer.